It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back and thank you very much for sticking around. You're listening to Adventist World Radio powered by SID Media. My name is Naye Lupondwana. We are live until 3 o'clock. This is the third and final hour, 18 minutes after 2. Time for us now to turn to our daily focus. Remember, we've been focusing on the anger of God. And today we're concluding a conversation by God's anger in personal spiritual growth. I don't know what that means because one would assume anger is anger is anger. But then again, God's anger as depicted in the Bible is often a reflection of his deep commitment to justice, his commitment to holiness, and his commitment to love. So today, we'll explore how understanding God's anger can impact our personal faith journey and draw us closer to God. I can imagine we'll look at biblical teachings, personal reflections, and practical applications that can help us navigate this aspect of our faith with wisdom and grace. And that's why we do have our elder, Prosper Chifuwe. Good afternoon to elder, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry I missed yesterday. I'm sure it was explained why, but I'm happy to be here today.
Not a problem. Not a problem, Dada. How does understanding God's anger help us take sin more seriously, Dada?
Okay. As his children, we need to understand to say we are governed by a God of law.
Right.
A God of love, a God of justice. And so he has outlined unto us how we ought to live our life,
right,
in our relationship with him. And so we need to understand to say sin in its very nature,
right,
is abominable before God.
Okay.
And this is why he does not want sin to be found among his children.
Yeah.
And so knowing to say we are in a relationship with God, a God who loves us unconditionally so.
Right.
And this is why he doesn't want us to live sinful lives, should show us to say he cares deeply for us.
Right.
And he's a God of love and order on top
right.
of that.
Right, 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 right. So in what ways can recognizing God's anger lead us to genuine repentance?
Okay. Like I said, I'm a married man.
Okay.
And I have children that.
Yeah.
So imagine how greatly knowing that my children obey the rules set down for our home, like this curfew.
Right.
We don't insult in this family. We don't do that in this family. We don't
right.
fight.
Right.
We don't gossip in this family. Them knowing that.
Right.
They not to say when we live according to how our father.
Right.
expects us to, it makes him very happy. Not only does it make him happy, but we enjoy a certain level of peace. There's
right.
no distortion in our relationship,
right.
relationship in any way. There's no discordance. We are just together, loving mm-hmm. each other.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if, as a husband who knows what his wife hates, and then I keep doing what she does not like.
Right.
To some extent, I think she'll think this man is just insolent. He's disrespectful.
Yeah.
He has no regard for me. And then on top of it, I say, oh, I love you so much, my wife. You go, okay, yeah, you do, but your love is questionable.
Yeah.
And so as children of God, who grow into a deeper understanding of our relationship with him,
right.
who not to say that, our God is not vindictive. He's not a bloodthirsty God. He's not a God full of wrath in him, in his nature.
Right.
But his wrath is kindled when his children, whom he loves so much,
right.
go astray from what is expected of them.
Yeah. So what impact does understanding God's anger have on our view of his holiness and justice?
Okay. For me, I think understanding God's anger
right.
from a point that it is only kindled when there is injustice, there is abomination being committed, it means to me to say our God is a holy God.
Right.
And his kingdom, his rule is founded upon holiness and justice.
Right.
He is a God who is not going to do things just haphazardly for the sake of doing them.
Right.
But there is always a justification and an explanation to his reactions or his action towards sin.
All right. So how can this understanding motivate us now, Mdala, to align our lives with God's will?
Okay. I like what I was reading the other day. You know, this subject has gotten into a deeper reflection of who he is and his character. And so I was reading from Romans 6, 23. The wages of sin is death.
Okay.
But the free gift from God is eternal life.
Mm.
It has impacted my life so deeply that God's requirements of us are quite very easy.
Right.
Very easy. And then the enemy comes on the other hand to make it appear like, okay, here's a God who's told me I have free will, I can do whatever I like, but then he has this set of rules and everything.
Mm.
I have learned to say he has put these measures upon my life, around my life, to guide me into a living relationship, a wonderful relationship with him, a relationship that is actually leading me to eternal life.
Mm.
I'm sure none of us wants to die at the coming of the Lord.
Right.
But the Lord has said, look, child, you don't have to die.
Mm.
And so this has impacted upon my Christian life greatly, knowing to say, then at the end of the day, I have a choice to either obey or disobey God. But
right.
I would rather I obey him because he's full of love for me. And this is why, even after creating me, owning me by creation, it wasn't man's idea that we be created. It was his idea.
Absolutely.
But then here is a God whose children have sinned. You know, I'm always touched and impacted when I think of the fact that he has creative power within him.
Mm.
At the time sin was found in us, I would have said, okay, I'm going to wipe all of them and then I'm going to create anew. And then let's see what happens from there.
Mm.
But that he has given me this olive branch by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us, to reconcile us back unto him, really motivates me to honor him, not out of fear,
right,
but out of love.
Okay. 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 Final question from Mdala, and I'll let you go. What role does God's anger play in our spiritual growth and transformation?
Okay, God's anger acts as a compass,
right?
If I would put it that way. You know, it shows as our boundaries. God is not going to react where we're doing right.
Mm.
But where we are not doing right, he has told us what is going to happen.
Mm.
Just like he has promised to say, he is returning, he's coming back to us. But who is he coming back for? He is coming back for they that are holy, for they that have chosen to work for him, to live for him, to live righteous lives. He's coming for the righteous. But before his return, he has told us what to do and what not to do. And so really, for me, this reveals to me what I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do.
Mm.
Further, it reveals his holiness and his righteousness to say, no matter what happens, he will never change his position on sin. So
right.
as a follower of Christ, it motivates me to grow towards doing his will, because he has outlined what his will is. He's not hidden it from us.
Right.
He has made it simple to say, the just shall live by faith.
Faith. Mm.
Exactly. And what is faith? Faith is that which is groomed out of having a relationship with him, having a deeper understanding of who he is. Many of us have not seen God, but we have seen his mighty miracles in our lives.
Okay.
And so if somebody asked me to say, have you seen God? I would say, yes, I've seen him through my life.
Right.
He's
right.
the one who gives me breath. This life does not come from anywhere. And so from there, when somebody asked me to say, but God is angry.
Right.
No, he's not angry at me. He's angry at what I have done.
All right.
You know, he expects me to live in a certain way. I'm going the other way.
Mm. Okay. All right, Mponis, that's how we end our conversation here. Really appreciate your tutelage and your patience with us. We really appreciate people who come and talk to us and take our questions regardless of how ridiculous they tend to be. But you educate us after all is said and done. Thank you very much, Mdala. We really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day further, Mdala.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wish you a happy Sabbath.
Right, back at you, Mdala. Thank you very much. That is our elder, Prosper Chifue, who's been chaperoning us through this conversation of God's anger. A very uncomfortable conversation to have for people who are teachers, because then they are going to have, we're going to have these questions that are really uncomfortable to answer, but they do need to be answered. If we want to educate anybody, we then have to answer these questions. You're listening to Adventist World Radio.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.